Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi on Sunday, he directed all security agencies to work in a mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. Shah added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorist violence to a mere proxy war. The Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said no official of the National Testing Agency NTA will be spared if found guilty of irregularities in conducting this year's National Eligibility cum Entrance Test exam. Speaking to media persons at Sambalpur in Odisha, he said some irregularities have come to light in two places. He said the government is concerned about this and no culprit will be spared. The festival of sacrifice, Eid-ul-Adha or Bakrid, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid namas or prayers in Idgahs and mosques. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the people of the nation on the occasion of Eid-ul-Zuha. In her message, the President said, "The holy festival of Eid-ul-Zuha is a symbol of renunciation and sacrifice." The President said, "The festival gives the message of love, brotherhood and social harmony." The Vice President urged the people to reflect on the values of unity, kindness and solidarity that form the cornerstone not only of this festival but of the society at large. Manipur Governor Anusuya Uke called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi on Sunday. During the meeting, the governor apprised the president about the recent flood that wreaked havoc in Manipur and the relief and rescue work undertaken by the state and central agencies. Uke also requested the president to provide financial assistance for the displaced people in the state. The Manipur governor also met Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Patton and T.R. Zilang have expressed sadness over the demise of former Minister M.C. Konyak. Patton remembered Konyak as a colleague and a very efficient legislator who served the people with full dedication. Patton added that, having worked together for years, he had witnessed firsthand his dedication and commitment to the state's progress. Patton said his contributions to Nagaland and its people will always be remembered. Zilang said the people of the state have lost a good steward and a fatherly figure, and the loss he left will be difficult to feel. The Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union also expressed pain over late Konyak's death and described him as a political stalwart, enthusiastic and passionate leader who served society in different capacities. It may be mentioned that former Minister M.C. Konyak passed away yesterday in Dimapur after a brief illness. He was 73. The first ever direct flight between India and Cambodia was launched yesterday. The flight was officially inaugurated by Deputy Prime Minister of Cambodia, Ned Sovon, and the Indian Ambassador to Cambodia, Devyani Khobragare. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Cambodia said, "This move marks the start of the first tourism year and will boost tourism and people-to-people connections." And five individuals from film and related fields will represent Nagaland at the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF 2024, scheduled from 18th to 21st of June. The selection was done by the State Department of Information and Public Relations. These individuals are Chiam Shu, a student currently pursuing applied acting from Dr. Bhupen Hazarika Regional Government Film and Television Institute in Assam; Kikru Nika, actor, model and content creator; Subangnok Shepongener, cinematographer; Jekto Wotsa, audio engineer, and Tejang Uzo Titus Piena, video journalist. The participation at MIFF is an initiative of the National Film Development Corporation of India under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with the Department of Information and Public Relations. By facilitating the participation of these five individuals at the Mumbai International Film Festival, DIPR and NFDC aim to shine a spotlight on Nagaland's creative potential, encouraging further development and recognition of the region's artistic contributions on a national and international stage. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.